Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I ain't got nothing for you on a Tuesday. I ain't got nothing for you. What's a good Tuesday, Tyler? Two for Tuesday?
Voluptuous.
A little two for Tuesday?
I don't think I can say the one that initially popped into my head.
I know where you're going with it.
That would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one.
Tantalizing Tuesday. Dirty. It is a Texans Tuesday.
Yes, that one right there. Texans Tuesday, Texans Tickety. Tickety Tuesday. One of them. We ain't giving away no tickets. Y'all know what the hell I'm talking about. Dirty's Daily is powered by Mocarum Injury Lawyers. I know the big voice guy just told you, but I like to tell you once again, man, hard as hell to say, easy to dial, 281-222-2222. I also want to remind folks out there to make sure that you're downloading that Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And for many reasons, you can take us anywhere you go, right, to have us right there on your hip. Never lose never lose track of what's going on in the sports world on any given day. But you know what you can do? You can get on that Audacy app and you can find the most recent episode of that Big Earns Wagon. The Big Earns Wagon, Patrick Creighton, my boy T. Mill, and boys talking them Strohs, up and down, side to side. They got it all covered now. The Audacy app is the way to go. There's also a rewind feature there. You can rewind and listen to different segments. Tyler and all the hard working production crew here. They podcast every episode of every show, so you can listen to them individually or you can listen start to finish. We just greatly appreciate you listening any way that you do. The Audacy app, though, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Make sure you download it. Boys, I'm sitting there last night, and as I said, I did not watch the Astros. I was dug in on the Cougars. And once the Cougs got that lead and looked like they were going handle business, I wasn't moving from the national championship game, to be completely honest with you. And I don't remember if it was social media or if it were on the ticker. I would imagine it was social media, where I saw Spencer Arrigetti's has broke his right thumb. And I immediately start thinking back to Spencer's last start. And I'm like, damn, actually, you just said thumb. I didn't see right thumb. I saw, and I'm thinking, did he get one hit back at him in the glove hand? You know, something happened there. The hell's going on here?
So did he pitch today?
Right. all that stuff starts going through my mind, and I'm like, how in the hell did Spencer Arrigetti get hurt? Well, I go right back to the Cougars national championship game, and kind of, really, to be honest with you, kind of didn't think much of it. And then I see the report that it's his right thumb on it, and I'm thinking in my mind, I'm going, he's right-handed. He didn't pitch today. The hell is going on here? How would he hurt his right hand? And I didn't see any of the details. Again, get back into that Cougs national championship game. And I get here today, and Tyler says, Spencer Arrigetti breaks his right thumb while playing catch in the outfield during the Seattle Mariners batting practice.
Right.
Not only in the outfield, but in left field. Boys, I can't help but think, what in the hell? And Tyler, I know you said this obviously may be common practice. I mean, can we do it earlier in the day? Can we do it earlier in the day? Like, I think them poor kids, that their parents let them go out there at Home Run Derby and catch missiles off the bat of the best power hitting.
Just getting them better.
Yeah. We're going, like, how dangerous, how stupid are you to do that as a parent? Right? And then, now we got Spencer Arrighetti, top three in our rotation, a guy that we're really, really depending on, is playing long toss again, folks, in left field. I mean, can he not stand his ass down the right field line maybe in foul territory and throw it to some meathead in center field that we don't care if he gets hit?
Well, this is not good.
He is playing long toss, playing catch. What a hell of a report, by the way. Playing catch during BP in left field and somehow gets hit on his throwing hand and breaks his damn thumb. But there, now, it's one thing if a pitcher gets hurt that we're relying on. Getting hurt like this is plum-ass silly. I don't, for all my baseball guys, I don't give a damn if it happens all the time, right? How stupid is it to be out there doing that?
It happens. It happens all the time. But I want to know, like, he had to have put his hands up.
I hadn't seen a video. There's not a video.
I'm just assuming he had to put his hands up or caught it late to try to stop it. Because, I mean, the Astros are really living bad. If my man was just standing there and his hand was just hanging
by his side,
and that ball, that line drive was hit perfectly,
anywhere,
and the only thing it hit was his finger with his thumb, I'd imagine he turned around to try to knock it down, which is a question. Just get the hell out of the way.
You think he just kind of casually, cool Joe, just kind of stuck his hand up to kind of make sure it didn't hit him in the head and it hit his hand?
If that wasn't how it happened, if he didn't put his hand up and that thing just so happened to hit him there, that's crazy. But stuff like this, you remember the Yankees lost Mariano Rivera for the year because he tore his ACL? Because he used to like to shag balls.
Well, he was shagging.
He likes to shag balls. Like, first off, the thought is, what the hell?
Shagging's a lot safer than what he was doing.
But no, but the thought was, like, why the hell is he out there shagging baseball?
Yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
Yes. Well, if we got an ACL tear, the hell is he out there shagging baseball?
I've got
like,
to see.
Like, Josh Hader, go sit his ass down. But, I'd like to know what in the world.
Well, I'd like to see the video, but I'm going to be honest with you. I would like to see what the hell was going on. Again, I'll believe whoever says it happens all the time, but surely they have somebody typically protecting them, right? Surely you don't have a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball in left field playing catch with somebody else somewhere, not paying attention to what's going on, getting missiles hit at him, and you don't have somebody protecting him. Surely they typically got somebody a little more fleet of foot than one of us three out there protecting him, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. This, and I still haven't seen, I'm looking, I still haven't, and Tyler and Cheryl, you may see something, I still haven't seen, you know, him being placed on the IL yet. One would assume a broken thumb
on his throwing
hand. I would imagine that puts you, I just haven't seen that yet. And I've looked at everybody, you too, Tyler, you too, Cheryl. Cheryl, turn around.
You Cheryl sure? Doesn't say much.
She does.
She's modest.
She's classy.
I mean, she's a coachable human being, and she does no talk back. No lip. Don't give you no lip.
But ask her to do something.
We need more of those kind of humans in this world, by the way.
But this is an issue, right? We talked about nobody knows what's really going on with Eiffel Tower. Luis Garcia has been shut down.
Yeah.
Oh. Right? Lance is, you know, just trying to gear it up.
Bury me in the eighth.
He's in Sugarland. You know,
when's he going again? By the way,
50 pitches. I'm
gotta be soon, right?
Gotta be soon. Like, I'm out. Who's next? Who joins rotation?
I thought you meant who's next to go down. I'm thinking I'm not gonna think about that.
No, who is going to like when he comes out? Who joins the rotation?
I have no idea. I have because didn't know Numbnuts, didn't he get hurt again too?
There's a few of them I feel like could be called that.
Who is
the biggest one of them all? Force. Didn't he hurt his knee again? Didn't he hurt? He hurt his knee, remember? Because I didn't know how it happened.
But he certainly can't. There's got to be two, three guys in front of him
before he's
got to be up there in the conversation. I don't know. They're almost out of guys, Ron. They brought up about six of them last year.
It's got to be whoever it is who's their top guy in Sugarland.
Well, I mean, that's
what Blair Henley down there again?
Blair's got to be in the rotation somewhere down there. He may be in Corpus, but he's got to be down there somewhere, right? I don't know. I mean, what does this mean for the rotation moving forward? I don't know exactly how they handle that. I'm sure they've got a plan. Surely they didn't come into the season with a six-starter plan the same way the Texans did last year with a guard-center-guard plan. Surely it's a little better.
This is one of those damn things. Like, man, what the hell, man? Is it not our time or something? How the hell we just get guys like...
How about we just don't play catch during batting practice anymore? You've got literally 23 hours... of the day that you could do that, and you do it at the same time the Mariners are taking BP. Let's just get that. Let's learn this lesson. Unfortunately, it happened to Spencer. Let's learn the lesson and move the hell on. I'm Clint Turner.
Prayers up, Spence.
That's Ron Ugley right there shooting prayers up, and T Meals behind the glass right there. You listen to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. I got a question. I've been wanting to ask y'all this a while. I teased this segment, and I started it with the old WTF. And I did it partly because I can't cuss, but I did it because I wanted to make this point. Do y'all judge guys when they speak in, what do you call those, WTFs and TBDs and BRBs?
Acronyms.
Is that what they're called?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like you're not saying that with much confidence.
I'm not 100%, but I'm about 88.4.
I'll buy 88.4. That's a good win. That's a good win.
It feels good.
Y'all judge guys when they say that?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes.
Nick Caserio hit a TBD. Man, I'm not going to lie. I thought something about it.
TBD doesn't bother me too much, actually, though. Specifically. No,
ASAP, well,
if you're rating them, yeah, TBD's not a bet, but it's just like I'm gonna be honest with you. When I get hit, when I hear that, like Nick doing his audio, or when I hear it, I'm judgmental.
Yeah, it's very different when it's said as opposed to type.
If you're a dude saying BRB,
that's straight.
Or G2G.
Or the
TTYL.
Yeah, TTYL.
Yeah, get the hell out of
you later, I guess, right? Yeah. TTYL, yeah.
Yeah, grown man should
not
be saying
this all started, I told y'all, this chick walked out of the little Snap kitchen thing. I was buying me some healthy food, and she walked out and told her coworker BRB, like literally like just cool, like it was just rolled off her tongue.
BRB.
I looked at old gal behind the counter. I said, you one of them, huh? You one of them BRB? She said, no, I'm one of those. I'll see you later. I said, well, me too, baby. I
that ain't me.
Yeah, that ain't me right there.
And what stopped you from saying be right back? Like what? What stopped you from
saying? I don't know. I mean,
the same amount of syllables.
BRB. BRB.
Well, women do it a lot.
BRB.
It was more like BRB.
I like how Rod's putting some speed to it.
BRB.
Women.
Because
women
feel like you're trying to be efficient, which is so you should say it fast.
Women do it a lot. My wife does it randomly sometimes. We get a TBD. We get a BRB. I think my sister-in-law Ginger says BRB quite a bit. But yeah, it's more. It's
ASAP
more guys.
ASAP is the only one that I.
ASAP's acceptable.
That's the only one that I use.
That's good. That's okay. Good.
Shout out to TI.
I do use TY for thank you on text messages.
Yeah, I think texting stuff is different.
Right.
That does make sense of efficiency.
Yeah,
like, I'd rather, IMO, in my opinion. Like, I think that is.
I think I've heard Tyler hit me with a BRB before. I'm pretty sure I have.
I definitely have.
You said it?
But when I do it, and I think I told y'all or Bajani the other day, I was telling this. I maybe have done it to y'all before. I definitely have done it to some ladies. But it's done in a tone to where I'm making fun of it. I'm not being.
Oh, so you're not doing.
I'm not looking
you're
at going BRB, man.
Like that's not your normal way of going.
Yeah, I'm clowning on it when I do it. I'm like, just like I did a second ago. BRB, like over your rank.
I don't know. I think you were eating a 3-piece tender, drinking a small beer, and
Buffalo
got to go
tender.
To the restroom, and you said no BRB.
Buffalo tender. Important
I think
aspect.
At that point. I think at that point, it's when it happened, Tyler. I think that was what was going on.
Might very well be the case.
If I took a picture of your beer and your tenders, I should have videoed so I could hear you say BRB. But I think that's when it happened. I'm pretty.
It's
sure.
Like a kid's meal with a brew.
That's where this all stemmed from, right? A kid's meal with a sippy cup beer,
tenders and a ton of beer
with a brew, yeah,
and a BRB.
BRB, well. FYI.
Yeah, I mean, I'm judgmental, fellas.
Yeah, I remember when you heard that from Nick Caserio, that stopped you right in your train.
Jumped right into my notes immediately. TBD, I mean, come on, man.
I know, it had you SMH. In fact, it was right.
Yes. You are correct.
SMDH right there, probably. For
yes, yes. Yeah, you're getting good at that. I'm trying to rack my brain and use one, and I can't figure it out.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.